We would like to speak to you about the importance of walking with your value. You have received a great deal of information about what is referred to as self-esteem or self-worth, and some of it is a bit confusing because you almost get the feeling that you need to change who you are in order to have those things. That there is a way to be better about having self-esteem. But we would like to direct you to something that seems to be the opposite of that. And that is to be in self-esteem, which is to say that you know who you are and you know that that is enough. And wherever you are walking, you have enough with you in the knowledge of who you are to do anything that needs to be done with energy and with communication. When you begin to change your view a bit on that, you can understand that the power is in the centeredness. It is in the groundedness. It is in the connectedness. And when that is going on, then your information, your wisdom, as it were, can come from that grounded place. Where we are usually thrown off is when we have to deal with a different set of circumstances, or a set of circumstances where we are unfamiliar, where sometimes the circumstance is not welcoming, or it does not provide for you what you wish it did. And when we feel that, very often the response we are taught is to work harder. Work harder and beef up and show that you are worthy in the way you walk. We do not recommend that, because when you do that, you have left your center in order to prove that you are enough, when you are already enough. This means that when you hold your enoughness, then you can begin to make decisions about how you interact with unfamiliar or even debilitating information around you. In other words, do not ever try to prove your worth. Your worth is already proven. So let us think about what it is like to be challenged and put down that need to make ourselves more enough. More enough does not make any sense at all. Grounding in enough makes perfect sense. What happens when the energy outside of you is challenging or even disruptive, or even something as simple as unfamiliar? What does that mean? Well, it means that your job from the center of yourself is to make your discernment about what is going on outside of you. Now, what is the protection? The protection is that you are not reactive. You are centered. You are there. You know you are enough. And from that knowing, you can look out at what is happening and make your decision about how much energy you want to give something, whether you want to be there or not. What it is that the enough you wants to do in that moment. Is this a hard thing? It is. It is a hard thing because our training is to go out and try to do something bigger or better or smarter, or we cannot even find all the adjectives that go with the training that you have had. But we want you to stay with your enough. Now, we do want to give you some encouragement about how to move from this position. When someone, we are just going to take a few examples, when someone is making it very clear that they are more important, and we know you have all run into this, sometimes in strange places, with people who do not seem to have any importance at all, but they have a great desire to make you feel that they are important. We do want to make one comment. They would not be doing that if they were in their own enoughness. So we will just say that. So here is someone, they're going to tell you how superior they are to you, how much smarter they are, how much all kinds of things. And where you may have an impulse to go is to fear. And that is the first thing we want you to put aside. So here is someone talking the talk of the superior being. Fine, let us simply breathe. Let us breathe, because there are two things you do not need to do. You do not need to support that person in their superior talk, and you do not need to fight them in their superior talk. You do not need to do either of those. You need to simply wait. And at some point, they will end their diatribe about their superiority, and they will be out of steam, and you will not, because you will have stayed firm and steady in your enoughness. We'll take one other thing, as opposed to the 20 other things we could do here, but we will take another thing, which is when you are hearing, why aren't you doing what I need you to do or what I want you to do? Why aren't you doing that? And once again, you can feel the pull out of your body. Why am I not doing enough for whoever that is? What is the problem that I cannot meet their need or figure out what is going on with them? Again, in your enoughness, simply stay very still and let them finish, because there will be a finishing of all of this. And sometimes, even when you simply wait, they will explain to you what the real problem is, and you will be able to see it is not your problem. And yet you are steady and firm in your enoughness, which is the perfect place to be. And so the waiting is such a powerful thing, because all spoken things have an end. Now, there are things you do not need to do. You do not need to leap out with your energy and figure out how to take care of them. You do not need to do that. That is the first thing you do not need to do. The second thing you do not need to do is you do not need to take responsibility inside of yourself for whatever it is they are presenting. You have no way of knowing where it came from, what created it, where it is going, and that is the power of being still in your enoughness and waiting for all of that conversation to go around, go around, go around, until you get information that you need about how you want to respond or how you do not want to respond. And once again, the response can be, you seem to be having a bad day. That is a fine response, because you have given all of that energy back to them. And in a nice way, you have let them know that that does not belong to you. That's a very important thing. And then when you have seen what is really going on, if there is a thing you want to do, that you can stay in your own enoughness and do it, that is fine. But the person making the decision about that will be you. It could be, can I buy you a cup of tea? It might be nothing at all. It might be, I hope your day improves. I must go now. That is also appropriate. But this whole idea of responding from your centeredness instead of from all of the stuff that's been programmed in, it is a wonderful gift to be able to do that. Now, when you do not do that, there's a very real chance that you are responding from your wound. And you, particularly if someone is being, shall we say, irritating, it is very easy to go to your room and lash out and go to war. You do not need to do that. In other words, although we believe you have a saying that silence is consent, grounded silence is not consent. It is simply waiting for the information that you need before you speak to it, before you decide about how you are going to be with it. When you find yourself, and this is human, when you find yourself wanting to make them wrong or to call them on their attitude, be very careful. Where you have to come from in that place is not a place of I am enough. It's a place of I am afraid that you are taking my enoughness away from me by telling me about your opinion, your superiority, your rights, whatever that might be. So do try to pull back from those two things. We understand this is not something that we're all going to do perfectly, but it is a thing to know, so that you are safe in your center. You are not operating out of your wound. You're not operating out of your temper. The channel knows about that one. We just want you to be secure in your enoughness. Now, once again, the beauty of this is enoughness is your birthright. You do not need to work to be enough. You need to remember. You need to remember that you are enough, and that you live your life from the place of enoughness, and your communications come from that place. And from enoughness, you can even say, I have heard what you are saying, but quite frankly, I do not understand what you are saying. That you can do that when you're in your own place of enoughness. That does not mean that there is something wrong with you. You are simply reporting that whatever this was, it was not communicated clearly. But you are doing it without going to war. So we are going to take a few moments and talk about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. feel a warm rain falling all around you, and let it wash away the world. Let it wash away any fears that have been caught in your field. Let it wash away any negative programs that might be running in your mind. You do not need them. They do not serve you. Let the rain wash them away. See a flame burning in your heart. And know that that flame is your spirit, your identity. All that you are is in that flame. And feel a flame from that larger flame drop into your solar plexus, so that you know what you feel. And you know what is good for you to feel. You know what honors you in your feeling. Feel another flame drop into your second center, and let the brightness of that flame make judgment and shame leave your body, leave your field. And feel and see the rightness of the purification center, which allows you to feel and release whatever may happen in your life. Let a flame drop into your root, and let that flame illuminate the power of the root to form up what you want to create, what you want to reflect, who you are in what you create. Feel another flame move up into your throat, and let that flame tell you what you need to say to yourself that illuminates who you truly are. Feel the flame rise and come into your third eye, and let that flame brighten your third eye and expand it so that your intuitive abilities become more powerful. And feel the flame come into your crown, and let that flame open your crown and open it to the gifts of the universe, to all that you want in your life, to all that your enoughness can draw into you and receive and be happy about. Go back to your heart center and see the garden that you've created, and see a path that lights and calls you forward. Move forward and step onto that path, and let the path take you upward. With no effort, put down your trying. Let the path take you. And know that the air is full of blessings. Breathe them in. Make them a part of who you are. And move forward. Until you come to the place of nurturing. Breathe in that energy that increases your power to nurture, and see if there is a symbol here or a color. And remember it. Step back on the path and let the path take you upward again. Let the path take you to the place of power. And breathe in the power. Take in as much as you like. And see if there is a gift or a symbol there for you. And let the path take you upward to the place of the gift. Resting the mind, know the gift. When you've known your gift, begin to turn and come back down the path, continuing to breathe in the blessings that the universe has put on your path. And come back into your heart center. Look at the beautiful garden that is your garden, that you grow, that is blessed by the universe that created you. Breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.